thing in the poverty program, and he wants to make it clear, he says, it has nothing to do with the budget. And I made it clear because I told Schultz I wouldn't discuss the budget until after I got all this thing straightened out. I didn't want any pressures about it, and because it would be adverse. And I'd recommend the poverty program originally, and I didn't need any Johnny Come Latelys to tell me that how it'd be for the poor people. I had done all my life working for the poor people, and I had instigated and I intended to carry it on, and I wasn't going to kill my own child. I didn't need any outside nurse to come tell me that how I ought to handle it. So I think that I'll come up there Sunday or Monday, probably Sunday afternoon, and if he wants to, he can come over and talk to me, or if he doesn't want to.
I think he does want to talk to you directly.
I just tell him that Joe yesterday couldn't have a chance to go into it. It wasn't a place. It had been debated in front of 20 people. Ron Roach was there, and Charlie McGuire was there, and they were all listening in on everything. And Jim Webb, his program's cut $600 million last year and $300 million again this year. And so I think that's about it. And tell me how you're getting along, so you just give him that information. I don't think
I will call him and simply say that you called and said you'd see him when you got back next week.
I think what I'd do is just say that Califano ran into these problems with these folks down there, and that I told him so he won't think that I'm trying to pressure him or anything, and just say I said I'd be back there probably Sunday and Monday, whatever the holiday's over. I'd be there all week, and that I'd be glad to receive him in person or letter any way he wants to come with anybody.
All right, sir. I'll do that. The message is beginning to shape up. Got the introduction. You know, these are all rough drafts, which nobody else even looked at. But the introduction and the Vietnam and the military and the defense side and the foreign policy part. I've just left. Haven't even turned my attention yet to the domestic side. I'm sitting down with Joe at 2:15 to get his first presentation. But I think by Saturday, I'll have a very rough total draft for you. I'll sit it down on the courier and just give you a chance to look at it before we come back. I will not distribute any copies of it until you accept Joe and Rosto. And I think that it's shaping up. It's very, very rough. I mean, it's a very, very raw draft, but the pieces are coming in now. What we have to do is get this rough draft and get the general views and then disappear for a couple more days and rework all of that and tighten it up. And I think that we're on the track.
All right, you got any other problems?
No, sir, I haven't really been doing anything but this. I've been getting in and working alone, and I ain't even been seeing anybody. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I'll see you Sunday.
All right, sir.